This is a special news update from WJFF. About 15,000 customers are still without power in Sullivan County following Friday's snowstorm, and residents in Delaware County, New York, and Wayne and Pike counties in Pennsylvania are also affected by the continuing outages. The southern portion of Sullivan County received the most wind damage, leading to many blocked roads and fallen trees. As of this afternoon, a state of emergency is scheduled to continue until at least 6 p.m. in the towns of Forestburg, Highland, Lumberland, and Tustin. NYSEG and Orange and Rockland utility crews, along with State Department of Transportation workers and Sullivan County Department of Public Works crews, and also National Guard units that have been deployed to Sullivan County, are all working in those areas and elsewhere to clear limbs and down lines so that power can be restored even as the area prepares for another snowstorm Tuesday night through Wednesday. Sullivan County Manager Joshua Potosik spoke to WJFF earlier this afternoon.
We were in a situation where we had local DPW, county DPW, that were just couldn't really do much because we had to wait for the utility companies to turn off the power. So that's kind of what is happening now in those four towns. We have the utility turning off power, then you have a DPW crew coming in behind, clearing the debris, the limbs, and then the National Guard is behind them, basically removing the debris off the road and getting rid of it. So that's progressing. It's just the extent of road damage, the amount of roads in those four towns was so severe, it's just going to take time. They're tackling it road by road by road and trying to clear each road so that NYSEG would be able to then turn circuits back on. That's moving through those four towns in the south. You had whole towns that were just totally without power, like Lumberland. Just every customer was out virtually. In Forestburg, every customer was out virtually. So I think it just shows you the extent that it was just so widespread, massive damage in that part of the county. The towns not in the four that I mentioned are going to see power getting restored quicker than the four towns at the southern end of the county. So that's kind of a snapshot of where we are. We're also monitoring the storm that's coming, but hopefully that's just a snow event and we don't get all the wind that we had in this prior storm.
That's Sullivan County Manager Joshua Potosik. Fritz Mayer of the River Reporter gave WJFF additional feedback on the question of when power will return.
Well, yes, there are still thousands of people in Sullivan County and across the river in Pennsylvania, too, that are without power. NYSEG has told people here in Tustin and Highland that their power is supposed to be back by tonight, Monday night at 11. But some other people down in Highland, a reporter just came from there, and he says he doesn't think that that's going to be possible just because of the number of downed wires that are there. He's looking more like Tuesday night. Across the river in Pennsylvania, PPL is saying its customers that are out in Wayne County and Pike County, which are significant there, are not going to be back up until Wednesday night. So there are a lot of frustrated people waiting for their power to come back on in the region.
Is there anything else that you've encountered that you think people should know?
Well, just over in the western part of the county, there are still places where there are wires down, and you should really be careful about going up to them. And we have seen some of the National Guard vehicles that Governor Cuomo sent. So I know they're working on it, but it's just not clear how long it's going to take for some of the areas to get power back.
Sullivan County has posted a list of warming centers and shelters that are open to the public. These include Ted Strobel Rec Center in Monticello, Rock Hill Ambulance Corps, Lighthouse Ministries in Liberty, Mammocating Environmental Education Center in Wurtsboro, Lake Huntington Firehouse, Mammocating Town Hall in Wurtsboro, Camp Simca in Glens Bay, and United Methodist Church of Liberty. And the following warming centers also have dry ice and bottled water while supplies last: Highland Town Hall in Eldred, Forestburg Firehouse, Tustin Town Hall in Narrowsburg, Youngsville Firehouse, Fallsburg Town Hall, and White Lake Firehouse all have a dry ice and bottled water while supplies last. And additionally, Woodburn Firehouse and Deer Park Town Hall are distributing dry ice and water, though they are not specifically warming shelters. Updates are being posted on the Sullivan County homepage and on their Facebook page, and WJFF is sharing that information on our Facebook as we get it. This has been a special update from WJFF. We now return to regular programming.